WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone. Taylor Reed here and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Today, we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships with ourselves. You know, that whole self-love thing that gets thrown around so much. It's not just about bubble baths and Instagram selfies, though those are cool too. It's actually the foundation for every other good relationship in your life, friend, family, partners, even that barista who always remembers you or to high five to them. Think about it. Can you truly give your best to others if you're not feeling your own worth? Can you show up authentically and vulnerably if you haven't mastered the art of being kind and compassionate with yourself? Nope, self-love is like leveling up in life. It's essential for everything else to work smoothly. So how do we build this healthy relationship with ourselves? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. Number 1. Practice self-compassion. Ever noticed how you're way harsher on yourself than you are on others? We all have those moments, right? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. But here's the thing, treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when you mess up, is crucial. Imagine talking to your best friend going through a tough time. You wouldn't berate them, would you? You'd offer support and encouragement. Do that for yourself. Number 2. Embrace your imperfections. We all have flaws, they make us human. But society often pressures us to be perfect, which is impossible and frankly exhausting. Instead, celebrate what makes you unique, those quirks, those little things that make you, well, you. Own them. The world needs more genuine people who aren't afraid to show their true selves. Number 3. Set healthy boundaries. This one's crucial for protecting your energy and well-being. It means saying no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. It means prioritizing your own needs, even if it means disappointing someone else occasionally. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight. Just being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, can make a world of difference. Take a few deep breaths, really savor that cup of coffee, or just appreciate the beauty around you. Mindfulness helps you connect with yourself on a deeper level and reduces stress. And finally, number 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finish a tough project? Nail that presentation? Made it through a challenging day without losing your cool. Give yourself credit. Acknowledging your achievements, no matter how seemingly insignificant, builds confidence and reinforces your belief in yourself. Now, let me tell you about this one time. I was working on a big deadline and everything felt overwhelming. My brain was buzzing and I was starting to doubt myself. Sound familiar? But instead of spiraling into self-criticism, I took a step back. I practiced some mindfulness, reminded myself of my past successes, and even treated myself to a little chocolate because sometimes you just need a pick-me-up. By focusing on those positive things, I shifted my mindset and got back on track. The key takeaway here is that even in tough situations, we have the power to choose how we respond. We can choose to be kind to ourselves, celebrate our strengths, and keep moving forward. Remember, building a healthy relationship with yourself is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by practicing these 5 key takeaways, self-compassion, embracing imperfections, setting boundaries, mindfulness, and celebrating wins, you can create a strong foundation for a happy and fulfilling life. So, what's one thing you can implement today to nurture that relationship with yourself? Maybe it's writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or taking a few minutes to simply breathe and be present. Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of mental fortitude. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.